Sports Central. Sports Central.
Now, amidst all the sport that was on last night with, tennis and cricket and all sorts of things we've got going on around the place, something might have just snuck in under your radar and you might have missed it. And it was some sporting people making an acting appearance on one of our longest-running soap operas, dramas, whatever you want to call it, Neighbours. Let's have a little listen to three very well-known sporting people making their acting debut.
Shane, Meg, Damien, thank you so much for coming at such a late notice. We're so excited.
Of course, anything for the kids.
The kids?
The charity that you said we're here to support.
Oh, yes, 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 that's it.
The Alano Madeline Foundation.
Yeah, of course. They're great. What we'll do is we'll get you up and tell a few stories, Damien, about your batting, Meg, your bowling, and Shane, your...
I always fancy myself as a batter.
Yeah, Damon's actually better known for his bowling. And probably being one of the best commentators in the country as well.
Maybe not the best, but definitely top three.
And of course, Meg is a fantastic batter, and Shane is probably best known as Australia's all-time great all-rounders.
Right. Right. So if you just head on in, I'll join you in a minute.
Ah, yes, there it is, acting at its finest, Logie Award-winning, Oscar-winning, you name it. But a man who's no stranger to that kind of situation, former great sports person, of course, and 100 goal kicker in a year, Warwick Capper.
How are you, boys? Yes, 100 goal kicker, number one porno, number one ten-hour seller, a number one book, a number one record.
Yeah, you've had number ones of everything. The Wiz is the king. And now, take me back, what is it, 30-something years ago you're on Neighbours?
Yeah, I still look about 36 now. I've got a good plastic surgeon, a bit like Shane Warne. I bet that must plastic surgery when I cry, the tears run down my back. Yeah, and I was back in Neighbours in 85.
Now, did you do a lot of acting lessons, or did you just stand in front of the mirror, or was the natural Kappa charisma just brought to the fore with no help at all?
Well, I had a bit of acting lessons from the radio station, 3XY, back in the 70s, and also CFM. And then I had an acting scene on Fortress. I was a nude convict. I had 6 weeks with Crystal Lambert, so that got me in good stead for Neighbours.
Right.
I did 5 episodes, played by myself, and it was number one hit. And the rating went from about 9 out of 10 to 9.9.
And you actually, I think you did a couple of scenes with Kylie, didn't you?
Yeah, in the coffee shop.
Yep.
With Plain Jane Superbrain.
Yes.
And also her husband.
Which was Annie Jones, and I can't remember the bloke who played Annie Jones's husband.
I think Des.
That's right, Des. Now, weren't you supposed to, wasn't the premise of the plot, Warwick, that you were mates with Des or something?
Yeah, Des had a good head of radio.
Yeah.
That means his head was pretty buckled like Mark Jackson's.
Yeah.
And then I ended up marrying Kylie Minogue before Jason Donovan.
Right.
And she had 5 gold records. I taught her how to sing and dance.
Right.
She's worth $475 million, and I'm worth about $150. She's done well for herself.
Correct. And how come, you didn't have Hollywood agents knocking on the door and, Steven Spielberg ringing you up and all that sort of stuff? How come this didn't blossom into the Kappa acting career?
I think it's only had 3 episodes, but I was lucky enough to get Fortress just before that and one afterwards. So that went for 2.5 hours. I got to the cinema early. I thought there'd be at least 1,000 people there. There was only 2. I saw myself. I thought I was going to get at least 2 minutes. I got 3 seconds.
And then you hooked up, as you have done of recent times, with Mark Jackson, another footballer who dabbled a little in the acting game.
Yeah, he had Highwayman. He got sacked after 6 weeks. And I went on to Big Brother and Celebrity Apprentice, but I lasted 4 days.
Right.
But I made $35,000 an episode, and he made $150. But he's gambled. He's off. Kept mine. I've got 6 houses. So it's good. It's good being Warwick Capper.
Very good. Well, you've always said that it's good being Warwick Capper.
Just for caps.
Is there any acting roles coming up? And I don't mean in the porn films. Are there any acting roles down the way for you, Warwick?
Or... Bold and Beautiful, they're filming at Docklands.
Yes.
In May. And they said they might give me an extra role.
Oh, beautiful.
So I'm going to go down there and just do the extra role. I think it's only $16 an hour, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah. Oh, well, you get your head on the camera. Who knows? Someone in LA might see you and go, we need a bloke who looks just like that.
Well, I got you on the phone. I just had a number one ad. I've done 50 ads for Flight Centre, quick beds. They gave me $250,000, but I've just done an ad for carsales.com.
Yep.
Me and Greg Evans from Perfect Snatch. Remember that show?
Yes, I remember Greg. Used to work with Greg.
We've done an ad together. And if you want to book us for some footy shows and some fundraisers, they can book me on whiz39kappa@gmail.com.
Wiz39kappa@gmail.com Good on you, Warwick. Yeah. Good to catch up.
We do fundraisers for footy clubs and usually make about 10 grand for the club.
Oh, good stuff. Good on you. Check it out on Warwick's website. Thank you for your time today. Appreciate it.
We love SEN. Thanks, mate.
Warwick Kappa joining us there, former AFL player, of course, and actor and raconteur and you name it. I don't think there's anything he hasn't done, to be perfectly honest. If there is, I don't know whether it's worth doing.